Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Take me in your arms, love me, love forever. Ah, I like this line. Okay, hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, all around the world, we are having great people listening to us, and I'm very, very thankful for that. Like always, Accent on, mostly we are bringing people with amazing accents who are coming to studio, and sometimes they're calling in, and they have amazing, different accents, because, you know, America, this is the place when I think accents are very welcome, and we feel welcome here. What can I say? We have a guest who has a segment on our show, and I think we are seeing each other for the third time, and I'm very, very proud to introduce again Anna Sadowska to our people, and she is our expert when it comes to realty, buying and selling houses, and we are learning so much from her. But, you know, Anna, she is a very interesting lady. She is from Poland. Then I love her dearly. I have heavier Polish accent. Somehow she doesn't have so much. But anyway, she is a very interesting person. And that's what I love to bring to our studio. She's a person not only with amazing ethics when it comes to the job that she's doing. And also, she's got a lot of things going on in her life. She's beautiful. She just takes care of her brain, body, and soul in a ways that I want to be her one day. But outside of that, she has great friends that from time to time she will be bringing to our studio, because obviously being expert when it comes to selling and buying houses, you meet great clients. Not always they are maybe so talented like today's guest, and that's where everybody will say yay, so exciting, because we have an artist with us and friend and client of Anna Sadowska, and her name is Anya. Could you tell your friend name?
Good evening. Yes, my dear friend right here next to me, Maria Elena Infantino. Welcome.
Yay! Buonasera.
Buonasera. Now everybody knows that probably she's Italian. Are you Italian?
Italian, Bulgarian, and I speak five languages.
Come on, people. Wake up. We are talking about girl. How tall are you?
5'2".
She's 5'2". She's just the most beautiful things ever that walks on the earth. And her talent is beyond even explained. We need to see her performing. Everybody who is in LA need to come for her show. We'll be talking about your show, upcoming show, and place that people can see you. But even finding out that she speaks five languages. Five. I speak three. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm so smart. Five. Girl, you know, you're very young and beautiful. But Anya, how did you meet Anna Sadowska? How did you meet your beautiful new friend and client? And we'll talk about the problem with finding a house for her. And obviously you will eventually. But yes, how did you meet?
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year, Ilona. Thank you so much for having me again. I don't know where to begin to start talking, because you say so many nice things and touch on so many subjects. I just love being here and listening to you. Thank you so much. And thank you for allowing us to have Maria Elena here with me. We met through friends. I guess I do know a lot of people.
Yes, you do.
And one gets introduced to by another, and it's usually for me a circle of clients, which they all become my raving friends and raging fans. So she's one of them, and she is a client to be. We're still looking for the perfect house for her. And I do attend a lot of her events, shows, singing parties, and I've been to her house. And I really enjoy what she does and what she has to present today and contribute to our evening.
I think she's one of those guests that will be coming more often because she has so many lives in this young age of her and so many really great things going on in her life. She's not only singer, performer, she's also actor. And yeah. She's touring all around the world, and her family connections, and like with classical music and opera, are so also deep. And I think and roots that she always tries to bring it to the top of her dreams. We will be talking about your project, upcoming project. Then you have a lot of things going on, and one show, 20 minutes conversation with you is not good enough probably. And we have two songs today that we'll be playing, and in a cool way. Obvious. That's very, very cool. You'll be explaining us everything. Sorry, that's your job, Maria. But first, I think we will need to come back to Anna Sadowska because the fans part is a little bit later. But now I think the dream and the hard work one day maybe will profit all of us to the point that we'll buy $1 million or $2 million. Home or even more expensive one. And that's what we'll be talking today about, yes?
Yes, luxury real estate is our segment tonight. And let me just begin with some statistics that I looked up this morning that in 2017 in Los Angeles, housing prices shattered our records and reaching previously unseen heights and eclipsing prices up to the run-up of 2007 market. And that's a little bit of bad news for anyone thinks that market's going to go down. It's not the prediction of our economists. And it doesn't necessarily mean a bubble. So in the recent report from Real Estate Tracker noted that prices across all Southern California are still 13% below what they were in 2007. And they are expected to... go another 6.4% more this year, 2018.
Boy. We all are working so hard trying to save, you know, and will we ever be able to buy something what you call luxury houses? Who, I know it's a lot of people who, of course, have money and good for them. A lot of people who just try to put their money into maybe realties that they work for them over the time by renting or by, I don't know, reselling later. But we are talking about people who are able to afford something that is above $1 million, which in California seems like Agoura Hills, Westlake, it's like every second house.
True.
It's crazy, you know, here. And then I was like watching Atlanta Housewives and stuff like that. I'm like, who can afford the big houses that they live in? Then I looked on the website and house in some part of America, which here will cost $2-3 million, you know, in different parts of America, it's $500,000, $600,000, you know, then really LA is crazy.
That's why my business is called Crisana Luxury Real Estate, because I think every real estate is luxury. Definitely anything over $1 million, but I treat my clients, every single client, as a luxury client, which means luxury home. And it is a luxury to own real estate in America. We work hard. It's not given. It's not. I don't ever take it for granted for anyone to be able to fulfill their dream. But tonight we'll talk about $2, $3, $4, $5 million up to 50. Because it does exist. A $100 million home was just sold in Los Angeles this past year.
Yeah, the and everybody's watching probably TV, and we are... are you watching all these great shows on TV when it comes to realty topics?
I touch on it a little bit, sure.
Yeah, they have, of course, LA realtors, and they are selling, you know, houses who were built for 60-something million dollars, and sometimes they take big cut because they cannot resell them, because how can you find easily client who is has $60 or $70 million, you know, then you need to find unusual client who maybe sometimes doesn't want to live there and just puts money into property. But how you go about finding the clients and just how long it takes sometimes to find something what they are looking for, even with our guest, you know, Maria, who just is looking for her dream house and waits. Almost how long you are waiting to buy a house?
A year and a half.
And I don't think so is with Anna for a year and a half. When did you start working with Anna?
About that, yeah.
Actually, yeah. It's taking mm-hmm. that long.
You see, then some clients just, they will not rush. Some people say, I have 2 months, you need to find something
for me. We wouldn't settle for less. That's the thing. You know what you want, and it's like, okay, I know what you want, and we didn't get it yet, so we'll go and look for it still.
Wonderful. Yeah, why settle? Yeah. Nobody should.
I mean, it's an environment where you're going to live, yes. So you got to love it.
Dream house, yeah. You know, you come back, that's all your life outside of mm-hmm. the professional life. Come back home and you are a human.
Especially when you're investing millions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we are sitting on our very comfortable big chairs, leather chairs in our studio, LA Talk Radio, and you take us through this dream with your company, again, name?
Crisana Luxury Real Estate. My phone number is 323-899-1351. You can find me on any social media, Anya Sadowska, and call me.
And of course, I have all the links to you and phone number on Accent On Facebook. And of course, our show will be archived on LA Talk Radio on Accent On page. Just people scroll down. You have almost 400 shows there. But the newest one is with Anna Sadowska.
And the website is Crisana Luxury Real Estate.
Then let's sit and listen to you, because I want to dream with you. I want to believe that one day I will have my dream place, that I will feel like I don't want to change anymore, because right now I'm like the bee jumping from place to place, and practically nothing feels like home to me. And it's not really home. It's just place that I'm waiting for something that I will call home. Yes, very important news. Then please describe us the journey of your clients and finding them, and what people are looking for, where we can find houses where maybe affordable more, 2 million, or where are the big ones that are like in 20 millions of dollars here.
Well, you're not the only one. I'm still feeling like I want that $1 million home, 2 million, 3 million, whatever my journey will be, especially as a single person. It's a huge commitment. But it does start with the qualification. You want to make sure you qualify. So I'm also a loan officer. I take my client through a pre-qualification process, make sure they know what they qualify for and what they don't qualify for, so their dreams are not shattered when they're looking at houses and they want them and they can't qualify for them. So
yeah,
it always, always, always starts with evaluation for what you can afford.
But mostly people who dream about $1 million above home, they already coming with smaller maybe house and maybe cheaper. Or you think the first time buyers, they have $1 million in their pocket and say, hey, from the one bedroom apartment, I want the $1 million home. That doesn't happen.
Well, it really depends. It's case by case. You have first time buyers that can afford $1 million homes.
And how old these people are?
They are late millennials,
okay.
So 35-ish, 40. Not too many people younger than that are buying over $1 million first home.
You think that this is the right time, really, to, I would call, settle in a way on something, you know? Okay, can you tell us your last client dream, and did you fulfill by finding him or her the home
sitting right next to me?
Wonderful. Okay, then can we find out what you are looking for?
Oh,
okay.
We're putting it just to the world. Okay,
that's
so
yes.
We love Spanish. Anything Spanish. That it's traditional, beautiful, because it just gives a warmth. Some like modern. We don't.
Yes.
But the thing is that in LA, there's a lot of modern popping up.
I agree.
So that's the struggle. Because they buy little Spanish houses that are so charming and lovely areas, and then they just shatter them.
Oh,
and then they
painful.
Build these huge modern things, which are great for some people, but not for us.
Not for me,
and
too.
And so that's been the struggle. But we love Spanish, ideally with a pool, because we live in California, after
yes.
all. I love tanning. And
where are you looking for? Where is the... Anna, where will be the perfect place for her to live in? Valley? Where is the
no.
Spanish little tiny? No.
We are talking Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, and Hancock Park. That's it.
Yeah. But people do not like to sell the houses right now. You say
exactly.
Yes, they are staying.
Well, it's a seller's market, which means if you have a home for sale, you have the advantage of having multiple offers. It's a high demand on the buyer's end, which Marielle and I right here, she's a buyer, and it's just hard right now. There's not that many homes available for sale, and if there are, they're not quite what she's looking for.
and
that's, you know, I love clients like you because you know exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. So if it's not what you want, yeah, you'll go see it, but you don't mm-hmm. waste anybody's time. And
a year and a half later, here we are still with no home.
Well, you have a home. It's not bad. But it's a journey. It's a process. And eventually it comes. It always does. There's a home for everyone.
And then we are talking Beverly Hills. We are talking really beautiful parts of L.A. that we know is very, very expensive one. And do you think that you can find a house that isn't Spanish style but is also remodeled? Or because you don't want to come home and start rebuilding, even in the style that you like. Do you want something authentic? Or you think you can update because it's just a lot of money in first place when you want to put... buy it and then changes everything.
Yeah, no, that's also the thing. If the readier it is, the better, because, you know, I'm a performer, I travel around the world, so I'm not going to have time to look after, you know, works in the house and things like that. So that's a challenge, because a lot of it needs updating, or it's dark, or the bathrooms completely need to be redone.
Yeah. Kitchens.
And yeah, we had a house that came on the market twice. And it was beautiful. It was above Chateau Marmont. But the bathrooms need to be redone. Then there are some regulations. There is this, there is that. And then why is no one buying it for the second time? It's been sitting on the market.
Yeah, you're right.
So
and
things
the heels,
to consider.
What a scary situation with the rains and fires. And, you know, are you taking into consideration to not look for something that's a little above the ground?
Oh, you know, I'm fine with not above. You know, so the Grove will be... Okay, but
I think he always liked the flats more.
Yes, I do.
He's never wanted to. Yeah.
I don't know who is listening to our shows, but maybe we have somebody who just feels like want to sell the house and contact Anna Sadowska again.
Exactly.
Where?
Krisana Luxury Real Estate.
Yes, because what we are looking for a home. Oh my gosh, our guest, gorgeous star from Europe, from Italy, and your name is?
Maria Elena Infantino.
She's almost homeless. She has beautiful,
she needs
smaller
a
house, but she needs a home that is in Spanish style, that is little updated, that doesn't have really bad kitchens and maybe bathrooms, because she's touring.
Within reason,
and please contact Anna Sadowska. You never know who is listening, and maybe people say, oh, okay, I'm done with my house. I need something bigger. Then
yes,
call to Anna Sadowska also.
That's great. I went to check out this house for her actually today.
Yes.
I don't know if she knows, because I was talking to her boyfriend.
Interesting.
And I'm glad I did, because you never know what's inside. It was a beautiful Spanish-style home, and just like you described.
What are you doing here? Maria, go. Look at the house.
It was not updated, and the pictures look all great, and the price was reasonable. It had everything you want.
Photoshop. That's what they did.
Oh, that's again, this is like before and after.
Yeah.
You never know what is
good
the real
lighting.
Picture.
Lighting is everything.
You are so right. Oh, okay. Then, okay, let's take 2 minutes of breather. We are talking about Spanish stuff. It's one thing that I have on my, before we'll start playing a little bit of music, of course, from our guest and talking about her life. 2 seconds of faith, which is little Spanish.
Strength.
Spanish, why not? And we are coming back to the question, very important question. I was talking to Anya and Sadowska and said, come on, we have very important topic right now. Can you give me the question that is important to you for me to ask you on the air? And, you know, because I am not an expert in realty and especially the luxury one. But yes, and she got one that is important, really. What is your contribution as a broker to sell, market high, and listing?
Okay. So this is more of a question and answer for consumers that may not understand how real estate business works, because we as agents spend a lot of our own money on marketing real estate, especially high-end real estate.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's
staging,
a budget. Yeah.
Contacting, doing little parties and meetings and running around and spending time to even, you know, dealing with the
flyers, you know, printing stuff, open houses, bringing champagne and lunches to the open houses. This is everything that comes out of our own pocket in hope of obviously making a sale, making the client satisfied. And, you know, there's this saying, work as hard as it depends on your paycheck.
Oh, gosh. Yes, yes,
we don't have a paycheck, but in the sense that is our paycheck. So, you know,
in a way, you want to be careful with spending. On the other hand, you know that if you spend more, maybe you bring faster the client. That's a game. It's a tough time.
You have to invest. You have to invest, and it's never guaranteed it's going to work out.
Yes.
It does most of the time, contingent upon putting your client first, making sure that their needs are met. And
you know what I will do? I will do. I will talk to client and say, "How much you want me to spend on the marketing?" And then if we sell, we'll take this money back. You know, then like that's really client supposed to maybe pay for advertising.
Well, we upfront that money. You don't really get it back. It comes back to you in your compensation,
in your commission.
But
But the upfront is petrifying. That's a petrifying because it's a gamble. This is Las
Vegas.
You know,
your lawyer or your doctor will never give you the same amount of time and
nobody
response as we do. We're like 24/7.
It's
you
like pleasing somebody and not knowing even what they will be thankful in the end.
Usually they are, but true. It's a blind investment sometimes. And I enjoy it. I'm not complaining or by any means.
Yeah.
You know, wanted to talk about it just to make sure our listeners understand a little bit how it works. And it's the seller that pays for selling the house. It's never the buyer. You get your portion of your commission from the seller always if you're a buyer's agent.
But they didn't I would never know how much you spend it on a promotion.
You would not, because I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, I like that because I don't want to feel also guilty as a client. Say, oh my God, you know. But yes, it's gamble. That's what really is petrifying to me. You know, but you say sometimes you need to lose to win much more, or sometimes you never maybe lose.
You have to be confident. You have to price the home right. You have to do your research. Do really good comps and work with the seller what their expectations are. But it's actually one of the most fun parts for me is having a listing and babysitting the listing until it sells, no matter what my investment was. At the end of the day, it's always going to be a compensation. If you do good things, you're going to receive it back.
How impatient people are. Buyers and sellers, are they impatient or they have something? Because obviously on TV we see these shows and it's always drama. So, okay, I have 3 months, I have 2 months, I have 1 month. If you don't sell, I will supposed to go somewhere else. People are really like that.
That's TV shows. Most people are nice.
Good.
I have my experiences that most clients are good people. Most people are good people. And of course you're going to have, you know, difficult ones. And I usually sense them instinctively from the beginning. And sometimes maybe I shouldn't have worked with them. Maybe I wasn't the right person for them. So it's a write-off, you know, but that's part of any business.
Let
it go.
I like it.
Next.
Musicals, next. Okay, I have another question because I think that's a very exciting question. How do you meet your wealthy clients?
Well, referrals by now, but I used to go to country clubs, expensive sporting events. Yes, country clubs was my niche. I never door knocked. I never sent blind flyers to wealthy clients. I met a lot of my wealthy clients through one particular client, which will be my guest here next month, and we will announce it maybe later. I don't even know if you know, but referral goes to referral,
and then the ball keeps
rolling. Happy client brings a happy client.
Absolutely. I love it. And people want to work with people that they like, and you got this elegance about you, Anya. This is why you are here, because like I say, guests are wonderful mostly, but some of them, they have certain type of soul. And having a soul in a business part of life, I think this is something very special. You want people to feel like you like your client, and clients want to feel like they are not trouble. Because sometimes we are very obnoxious as a client because we want something, we don't understand certain things. That would be me. Why? Tell me. Yes, 2 a.m. Oh, can you explain me? I still don't understand what's going on. How can I make this better? Probably a lot of people who are very insecure and scared of everything, especially putting money, you know, into something that I don't understand. But having this peaceful and listen people to her voice, she's just really, is a fourth or third waiting. Fourth, I think, because before this segment, she was my guest before we really set up the segment for all of us. But you got this mellowness about, is this English? Mellowness?
But she's reassuring.
She's reassuring, and obviously she's a powerful girl.
Yeah.
Like I say, I hope everybody see her website and see how beautiful she is. She's a writer, she writes the books, you know, she has her own dreams. She's a sports girl. We need to still have one part of the show to talk about how you spend your life as a hobby and fun. Because you have time for the two. I don't understand how. You just came back from Italy, yes?
Yes, you make time. You have to. Otherwise, you'll go crazy. It won't be your 100% authentic radiant.
Okay, when I will be on a vacation, I will be knitting another sweater that I will never wear in California. But that will be my free time. And you went to Italy. What did you do there?
Oh, skiing. Very, very beautiful skiing trip in Cavalese, northern Italy, very close to Cortina and Torino, where they had the Olympics. And it was wonderful. I got a lot of fresh air all the way up there in the air.
Okay, no headaches.
Cleaned my head. No headaches, a little bit of jet lag. But just, I need it. I go away a lot, and it clears my head from anything bad that may be sitting there, any resentment from any transaction. And it may not be directly related to the client, but it just happens. You deal with a lot of different institutions and companies, paperwork, title company, escrow company, inspectors, appraisers.
I'm so happy we have you, because I would never wanted to do your job. I don't think so. I would be able to not only understand what I'm doing, but is patience. This is something that somebody needs to have it. And the elegance that you really have naturally with you. And I think years, in the 20 years, how long you are working in this business?
Over 22
years. That means something. Then one more time, we have a guest that you brought to the studio. I'm so excited. We'll be listening, guest and client. That's very unusual, I think, segments that you can bring to us, people that you are dealing with as a client and friends right now, because I know you're visiting Maria too when she sings and performs, and she's just very, very hot girl in the studio. But for today, we were talking about luxury realties, and your business name is?
Crisana Luxury Real Estate. And same website.
Yeah, and your name?
Anya Sadowska, or Anna Sadowska.
Yes, and phone number?
323-899-1351. Anybody is welcome. I'm open 24/7.
And we will be back next month with another topic, another mystery client / friend of Anna that she met in time of buying or selling another dream house for client. Thank you so much. Okay. Whoa! Let's get to the music. Can we start maybe with some song?
Of course.
Okay, pick one. Which one you want? Do you want Mirrors, or do you want the Frenchy one?
Let's do with the Frenchy one.
Frenchy one. Okay, you will tell us why. Okay. Title. Home a la moto.
L'homme à la moto.
I said the same. One more time.
L'homme à la moto.
Love it. She speaks French.
Il portait des culottes, des bottes de moto, un blouson de cuir noir avec un aigle sur le dos. Sa moto qui partait comme un boulet de canon semait la terreur dans toute la région. Jamais il ne se coiffait, jamais il ne se lavait les ongles pleins de cambouis, mais sur le biceps il avait un tatouage avec un cœur bleu sur la peau blême. Et juste à l'intérieur on lisait Maman je t'aime. Il avait une petite amie du nom de Marie-Lou. On la prenait en pitié, une enfant de son âge, car tout le monde savait bien qu'il aimait entre tout sa chienne de moto bien davantage. Il portait des culottes, des bottes de moto, un blouson de cuir noir avec un aigle sur le dos. Sa moto qui partait comme un boulet de canon semait la terreur dans toute la région. Marie-Lou, la pauvre fille, l'implora, le supplia. Dis ne pars pas ce soir, je vais pleurer si tu t'en vas. Mais les mots furent perdus, ses larmes pareillement, dans le bruit de la machine et du tuyau d'échappement. Il bondit comme un diable avec des flammes dans les yeux. Au passage à niveau, ce fut comme un éclair de feu contre une locomotive qui filait vers le midi. Et quand on débarrassa les débris, on trouva ses culottes, ses bottes de moto, son blouson de cuir noir avec un aigle sur le dos. Mais plus rien de la moto et plus rien de ce démon qui sème la terreur dans toute la région.
Bravo! Wonderful. Okay, story behind the song.
Okay, so l'homme à la moto, it means the man on the motorcycle, but it was originally black denim trousers and motorcycle boots. Okay. And I have a very special friend in LA, and his name is Mike Stoller. You might have heard him from Lieber and Stoller, who wrote for Elvis. So hits such as Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, just to mention a few.
One day when we'll be coming back, you will bring your cool friends with you. You'll be interviewing them.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Gosh, Hound Dog.
You're not about a Hound Dog.
Whoa, okay.
And so I met him and his wife, Corky Hale. Corky actually was a harpist for many jazz amazing icons like Billie Holiday. Also, we can talk about Frank Sinatra. So just to mention a few. Yes. And so when I met them in New York, I was singing Edith Piaf because they were doing the Forever Stamp for Edith Piaf and Miles Davis with the USPS. And so I sang in order to inaugurate the whole thing. And Mike Stoller heard me sing, and he's like, "Che bella voce." And I'm like, "Oh my God, this legend just stopped and talked to me." Oh, wow. And so we became friends. We both realized we all live in LA. And then his wife, Corky, said, "Yes, but you didn't sing my husband's song." I was like, "Well, which one is your husband's song for Piaf?" And she told me, "L'Homme à la moto." And since then, I put it in my shows.
I'm hoping American publics know something about Edith Piaf. I'm sure a little bit, maybe people age 50s and older. But also, I know that parents. I have my friend who she's original from Germany, but she was tiny Polish German. She had a beautiful boutique, and only one tape was played for every client when they were choosing the gowns or whatever it was. That was Edith Piaf, her albums. And you know, we were coming back for this flavor, for this flavor of the music and her store, her boutique, her style, because of it. She was European. The cotton was the first rate, and prices were also first rate, but it was gorgeous, you know, just something very, very special. Then I think before we will go further, I would like people to know a little bit about you, because you are originally from Italy, okay?
Yes.
And then, if you can, we will be having you back. I'm just rushing. We have 20 minutes. I really want to introduce people to you and you to our listeners. If you can describe to our listeners your life, fast forward for a moment.
Short and sweet.
Yes, please.
So, my father was an opera singer, Luigi Infantino, and he was Italian. My mom is Bulgarian, so I'm a mix. And she's also an opera singer, so I come from both my parents are opera singers. I lived in Rome, but I went to French school. And then after French school at 18, I moved to London to study acting. And then my first job out of drama school was as a singer in front of 5,000 people at the Royal Albert Hall with Shirley Bassey singing Do You Want to Know a Secret? And it was the 50th anniversary of the Beatles.
Wow.
So that's when I started singing.
You know, in a way, this is, I see life works miracle way, because I know that you have also Shoke coming. You have person who has something to do with the Beatles, what is the show that you are right now?
Oh, yes. We're doing Beatles and Beyond on the 23rd of January, which is a Tuesday, at the Sofitel Hotel in Beverly Hills at 8 p.m. And Anya Sadowska will be there.
Oh, my God. I'm always there.
She's always there.
Again, because that was like a very fast jump, but we cannot forget that you have great show and you are in Sofitel Hotel.
Once
a month on Tuesdays. Then I think people can just go there and listen to you presenting music.
And this time it will be with beautiful, wonderful, talented artists such as Ron Moss. You probably know him from The Bold and the Beautiful and many other things he's done. The Bay. John Starr. He's amazing. He's the Beethoven of our times. He'll like that one if he's listening. And then we have Leo Fotti, who is Italian. And he did recently a movie with Ed Asner. He wrote it, directed it, and it was absolutely fabulous. In Vino, the movie came out a few months ago. And it's just going to be a wonderful show of Beatles and Beyond.
That's beautiful.
Because Beyond means, you know, I'll do some PF or Dali Da in between.
Yeah. Okay. Then we came to the 2018 time, but we need to rewind our life and come back to the boom, and we are in London. You are singing, you are finishing your school. What next? What's happened next?
Then I ended up in a TV show, Emmerdale. And it was a great experience, you know, fresh out of drama school, you get to sing in front of 5,000 people, and then you get to act in front of even more people. And then I did my CD with my mom, because she was like, you need to do a CD. I was like, okay. And so we pulled out all the songs that I knew from drama school, you know, musicals. And she produced it, and then I became a singer officially.
Wonderful. Thank and then I you, moved Mama. To LA. Can you say hi to Mama?
Grazie, Mamina.
What is your mommy name?
Raina.
And Daddy like is Reina. Not with us anymore.
No, Luigi. Yes.
But he's with us.
Yes, he's watching from above.
Yes, and thank you, Mama, because really mothers need to push their children.
Yes.
Because we know mostly what the future is supposed to be for them like, because we know their loves and heart, you know, what is your heart? Your heart was in the music and singing and acting, of course. Well, would you do everything?
It's funny because I did not want to be a singer because both my parents are singers, and I'm like, oh, no. I know this life too well. Yes. I'm like, I'm so done with it. So I went acting, but then, you know, life brings you opportunities that you should not turn down just because it doesn't match to what you had envisaged. You just have to embrace it, and everything would lead its own way and its own course. That's called life.
Listen to that. That's a very, very smart line that Maria Elena told us. And it's 2018. And I really, really think some people need to reinvent their lives and their hopes, because some people are holding to something always what they think supposed to work for them, but and they will never.
It's okay to be focused, but if there is an opportunity, embrace
try
it.
See it, try it, and probably changes are always for better.
Surprise yourself in 2018.
That's what we're doing. Okay, now you are in England, but now you are in LA.
Yeah, so then I moved from London to LA because I had friends that were coming to visit LA. And I liked it, and I met people, and they said, oh, why don't you move? So I applied for my paperwork, I got approved, and I moved. And a little after, I moved in January 2011. April 2011, I already had my show up and running with Edith Piaf at the Lee Strasberg Institute in West Hollywood.
Congratulations. Bravo.
Thank you.
Again, if you reach for the...
We don't take no for an answer, and we don't sit and wait, that's for sure.
This waiting, that procrastination sometimes, you know, you don't. Mm-mm. Maybe she's too young, but I am. Sometimes it's like so
hard. No, we get it done.
Can I add something?
Yes.
I heard somebody say that sometimes you just have to reposition by 1 degree where you're heading. One degree. So picture like shooting to a target, and all you need to do is shift it 1 degree, and you hit the target.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Or you just change your perspective.
I think that's a beautiful...
Doesn't take much.
Well, I never knew that I was going to do Edith Piaf to begin with. Because I was studying acting also at the Beverly Hills Playhouse. And we did a scene from La Vie en Rose, the movie. And the director at the time, Howie Deutsch, who was teaching the class, you know him from Pretty in Pink and all of those movies, and Grumpier Old Men. And he said... I did not realize that it was you because I had put the wig on and the little vintage black dress. And he's like, for the first 30 seconds, I had no idea it was you. I had to check on the schedule for today. Wow. You should do this as a one-woman show.
Beautiful.
And little did we know, afterwards it was Lee Strasberg Theater, then Grammy Museum, New York, Washington, Italy. In Bulgaria, it sold out within half an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, you have to take it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you are the lucky one because you are working hard in everything what you do, and preparing 1 hour or one show, you know, takes time and courage and just even preparation and getting match your talent with Edith Piaf, or just become a little bit you in Edith Piaf life.
It's
and
our
life
Edith
story.
Piaf. Like my director was amazing, Mandy Riggi, and she we workshopped it so many times. What is Piaf? Who is Piaf? How do you relate to PF? You know, it's been a lot of work, but I had a wonderful director.
Okay, and now people understand why she will be back with some of her friends, because we need to a little bit educate maybe American listeners in public to all of these names that we are using right now, and maybe you'll be giving us snippets of the songs, 20 seconds, 15 seconds, because people know the songs, and sometimes they just don't
know. They just need to be reminded.
The period and reminded. Yes. It's just history of great pop, beautiful European... For us, it's everything, music, you know, we'll talk about Dalida. If not today, we'll talk another month or another 2 months from now. But right now, we have another song. It's called... Oh, she's like, funny.
What I'm excited. I get excited.
What is my song? Mirrors. Can you tell us?
Yes. So I embarked a new project with Ricky Deschar, the DJ Deschar, Riccardo, he's Italian. And he's a wonderful DJ. And he just wanted for me to record a song that he had envisaged for a movie, for a movie score. We don't know which movie, but, you know, we're getting ready for one. And so he asked me to do the voice. But then listening to the music, I said, well, why don't we put some lyrics into it, too? So I wrote the lyrics, and we recorded it off the bat, just like that. And this is Mirrors that you're going to listen.
Oh, I cannot wait. Okay. Another face of Maria Elena. Another talent. Another face, another talent, another voice, another angle of for the music
the
that
modern
you love.
Me.
It's EDM, is dance and little cinematic, is beautiful. Then, yeah, we'll be learning more and more and more about you because now we have you. Okay, now we have serious stuff that you would like to talk about for a little bit.
You heard Ricky. This is Ricky's creation with me. And with him, I'm actually starting another project about my father. Luigi Infantino was an opera singer and my dad. And he has original music that I am taking and remodeling. modernizing and doing a duet like Natalie King Cole did. I'm doing Maria Elena Infantino and Luigi Infantino in a modern version.
Just very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful idea. Daddy will be very proud of you.
Yes, it will be a
nice
thing.
Do we have his recording?
Yes, we do.
Next time when you come, please, he send us some beautiful arias or whatever Daddy love to sing, and we'll find out.
I heard it. At vibratos.
Now we are talking a little bit before end of the show, because I know you have soul and heart, like Anya also. We are talking with Anya that we need to just find a good charitable ways of just creating events and just do something to help.
It's wonderful to give.
Yeah, or children, or, you know, so many things that need to be improved in this world. But you're already working on some charities.
Yes, I am very good friends with CNN hero Chef Bruno Cerato. And he feeds 4,000 children a day. With pasta, of course. He's Italian. And I'm on the board of directors for Caterina's Club, this charity that he runs. And they go on the Boys and Girls Clubs around the U.S. now, giving pasta. And with the Eden Magazine, Marion Morrison is the CEO of the Eden Magazine. And for Christmas, what we did was to get toys and give them to the Boys and Girls Clubs through Caterina's organization. And it's just beautiful to see the smiles on kids' faces, especially for Christmas. That's the true spirit of Christmas.
Children are our future. Children are our everything. And I think that's our focus. That's my focus for 2018. Always was. But too much to talk about my past, because I love to help children too. And I would love to have maybe your chef.
Absolutely. Bruno will be delighted.
If Bruno can be here, oh my gosh, we are cooking something good here.
Yes.
Not only good food, but Bruno, whatever you're doing. And thank you, Maria Elena, for just having the heart in the right place.
Thank you.
And sharing your heart and talent.
Well, it keeps you warm
soul.
At night.
Yes, and yeah, we are here for the reason, not only.
Well, artists, I think, are the true ambassadors of peace. Because through music, through acting, through emotions that you give to the audience, I think that's a way of giving peace. And we have a voice worldwide through our art.
And if you give, you receive. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure. Where we can find you?
MariaElenaInfantino.com is my website. And then you can find me on Facebook, Maria Elena Infantino fan club page. And on Instagram, Maria Elena Infantino official.
Now you people know why she will be back with her great friends and wonderful people that we really want to know. And all of them are sounding very accented, which we love that. And they all live here in America and making America the most beautiful place to live. Outside of our countries, because we love our country
si,
too.
Si.
Si, si. And in five languages, whatever they're
si, da, oui.
Si, da, oui. Talk. And for right now, and of course, we were talking to Anna Sadowska, our expert when it comes to buying and selling houses. And we were talking about luxury realty today. People, we know people. People have money. People want to spend money. People want small houses, big houses, a very, very expensive one. If somebody would love to talk to Anna Sadowska, please contact her again. Where?
Anya Sadowska on Facebook, Chrisanna Luxury Real Estate, Anya Sadowska 29 at gmail.com or 323-899-1351. I also wanted to say that music is black magic for me, and when you said about the ambassadors, it's so true, because you have so many emotions and so much talent, and you can just give, and you do give, because I think musicians are underpaid.
Well, right? Yeah. I make a living out of singing, so that's good, but I consider myself lucky.
Lucky,
actually,
that you are working this business, you know?
When I have guest stars in my shows, I'm like, oh, you think it's a lot what I'm giving you? Okay, good.
So
I'm happy.
So much talent out there.
But you should see Anya. If you come to our show, you'll see Anya Sadowska dancing on the dance floor.
That's what we do. Europeans, we love to dance.
Thank
anyway,
you for saying that.
For today, 20 seconds of Eternal Kiss from Eurona, Europa, and we'll be... Oh, next Monday we have beautiful, beautiful show. We'll be talking about serious topics, also charitable topics. We'll be talking how to save innocent children's lives with wonderful two guests, and they both were already on my show. I will post everything on the Facebook. But for right now, thank you so much for today. Eternal Kiss, Ilona Europa, and Little Dance. With silent kiss and pencils with your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body, it's your life that's in forever young. Smiling kiss and pencils with your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body, eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.